KXRN News. I'm John Scott. In a post-election speech, President Biden promised a peaceful transfer of power in January. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president stepped into the Rose Garden to deliver several messages. The first was one of cooperation with Donald Trump's team.
To ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
He also defended the integrity of the American electoral system.
It can be trusted, win or lose.
And he had words of encouragement for his staff and Democrats following their party's loss in the presidential race.
Setbacks are unavoidable, but giving up is unforgivable.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans applying for jobless aid ticked up last week, but layoffs remain at low levels.
The Labor Department reports jobless claim applications rose by 3,000 to 221,000 for the week of November 2nd. That's fewer than the 227,000 analysts had forecast. The four-week average of weekly claims fell by 9,750 to 227,250.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. rose for a sixth straight week, returning to its highest level since early July. The rate ticked up to 6.79% from 6.72% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. One person critically injured after a bus with more than two dozen passengers rolled over a highway in upstate New York. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter spoke to WHAM-TV.
Right now, the preliminary investigation shows that the bus was the only vehicle involved in this accident.
Gotcha, I'm so sorry. Thank
there was you. Other vehicles around, but looks like no one else was involved.
It happened on Interstate 490 west of Rochester. The Dow losing 13 points, but the NASDAQ up 274. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Oklahoma City.
Multiple tornadoes roared through the metropolis and its suburbs last weekend, and the giant Christian Relief Agency is there to help. Volunteer teams are helping homeowners clean up and rebuild what they can. Spiritual aid is being dispensed, too. Samaritan's Purse says, quote, chaplains will be on the ground providing emotional support care as they share the gospel of Jesus Christ with homeowners and residents facing so much loss and uncertainty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An amendment approved by New York voters enshrines abortion in the state constitution and also enshrines transgenderism. The measure expands New York's Equal Rights Amendment to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, pregnancy outcomes, and reproductive health care and autonomy. Republicans argue this amendment would allow males to play on girls' sports teams. This is SRN News. The Japanese carmaker Nissan will cut its global workforce by 9,000 and reduce capacity by a fifth.
Nissan has been badly hit by a drop in sales in China, where it's been outpaced by local producers such as BYD in the fast-growing market for electric vehicles. It's also suffered in the United States, where hybrid cars are becoming increasingly popular, but it lacks suitable models in its lineup. In the 6 months to the end of September, the company's operating profits were down 85% compared to the same period in 2023. Nissan's chief executive, Makoto Ishida, said he would forfeit half of his salary, and other executives would also take voluntary pay cuts as they sought to turn the business around.
BBC correspondent Theo Leggett. Prosecutors in the southern Mexico state of Guerrero have found 11 bodies dumped by a highway. The area has been the scene of gruesome drug gang violence. More details at SRNnews.com.